The Thaw by Serge Soleil, read by Daisy Chan. There was something in the silence that couldn't be broken, something that didn't thaw, that had frozen up in the healing. There was no goodbye, no forgiveness, just the residual drive, the for his sakes, and the I promises. And the something in remembering that felt cracked down the middle. It was times like these that he sought Toya out, called him for games, for study partners, for being able to call, and for what Toya referred to as his, "Shindo, you utter mental case, it is 3 in the morning, moments of pure misery. But later, much later, he woke to silence for the first time since he awoke to the distant flags flapping, that lonely sound that had echoed and burned in every waking after. He woke without feeling the consuming itch, the insatiable need to improve. He felt, in a small but sincere way, content. And he looked to his right and said, "Toya, it's warm." Toya replied merely, with his "Shindo, you are an incalculable mystery," and also his "I do not think I could live without you" smile. And nothing else needed to be said. But that pushing something in him ended, was reformed, and began again, brighter and more whole than before.